Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bills Saints, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. One of two confirmed right now, 1 o'clock Sunday kickoffs in Orchard Park. Mm. That's why the tickets in the secondary market this week have been so expensive.
Wow.
If you want to watch the game, you're hanging out in the break room watching just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. You can do it with everyone's coolest cat.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
The size of an actual cat. Donahue Lay is going to be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drink. And if you want to meet him, look for the only man without any Bill stuff on.
But I'll have a big white box.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Yeah. We should give this box a name. Like, the box should have, like, some kind of, like...
For the appearance of Bill Gray's.
Yeah.
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 Go hang out at Bill Gray's.
Oh, now you don't want to do it.
In Chi-Lai.
Running your mouth before is
what happened? What happened? What happened? Go this and more with Tommy on Sunday with the WCMF home field advantage at Bill Gray's in Chi-Lai. Your Buffalo Bills are 3-0. They're looking to go to 4-0.
Yeah.
Tommy, not as fortunate as the Bills last week, coming off a 1-4 week. And look, we talked about it this morning. Unless you are a deep, deep, deep whole league football fan,
You
probably know nothing about the Saints, which means we know you know nothing about the Saints. And we're going to find out how that works out, because there are lots of football experts that will tell you what you want to hear. But... only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over under.
Over under.
.300 yards passing for Josh Allen. This Saints passing defense is bad.
Pathetic.
They're bottom 10 in yards per attempt. They're bottom 3 in touchdown passes given up. They have yet to gather an interception in 3 games. They are also second worst in the league at most 40-yard pass plays given up.
Wait, so they give up the big ball.
Yeah, you got it. So there's only one team in the league that is worse at giving up long pass plays. And it's not like they've been playing crazy good teams. They played poorly against the Cardinals, who lost last night. Mm-hmm. They played poorly against San Francisco with a backup quarterback. And they got blown out by a middling Seattle team last week. Josh Allen should feast on this defense.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 3 weeks, it seems the Bills have been very cautious with the passing game, with the exception of needing 15 points in 4 minutes. Josh has only gone over 300 yards once this year, and it was that furious comeback against Baltimore. He didn't break 200 against the Jets. He barely broke 200 yards in the air against Miami. The offense, right now, seems to have no problem relying on James Cook to go rip off 5 yards a carry, which he's getting right now, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
What do you think, Ben?
All right.
The most explosive offense in the league. Highest scoring offense in the league.
No, okay, there's a difference.
Are they?
No, they're the second highest.
Yeah. By a point.
Second highest.
By a point.
Look at you.
And you told me that one Indy game was a joke.
No, I don't think Indy is as good as everyone thinks, but
that's
correcting
what I just said.
Your information.
I'm getting my information. They're going to air that arm out, bro.
Air Allen?
Thank you. Air Allen.
Or Allen.
Okay.
Air Coryell Allen.
All right, look. We saw against...
He's going to be feasting on some Southern cake, baby.
We saw against the Jets that when things are going well, Sean McDermott
off the gas.
Yeah, has no, and not only that, has no problem taking Josh out of the game. So if the Bills are playing really well, one, they're going to stop throwing the ball. Two, Josh may not even be out there.
You're saying Josh may not finish the game?
Well, no, I'm saying if we've watched it happen against the Jets already, if you think the Bills are going to play that well, which, by the way, Vegas does, and we'll get to that in a little while, the smart money might be on the under here.
You got to work on that passing game, man. You got big games coming up against big teams. You can't just be resting on – it can't be the Cookie Monster every other play, man.
We're not doing that.
The Cookie Monster has already been fed. Now we got to feed the arm, baby. No. We got to eat us some Southern cake, baby.
So to be clear, you are over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a clinic.
Tommy, your second pick. Over under.
I have no comment at this time.
100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara.
The guy's name is Alvin.
He's been in the league for a decade. You
Alvin.
Idiot. You're dressed like one of the chipmunks today. If there is a star on this Saints team, it's Kamara.
Which, and there ain't one.
Well, it's amazing because he's a 30-year-old running back. I mean, like Kimmy.
Yeah.
He and Derrick Henry.
Kind of feel bad for the guy.
He's
a little
banged
bit.
Up.
Well, just, you know, you're not going anywhere on this team.
Well, you're not. But, I mean, it speaks to, I mean, him and Derrick Henry, Kimmy, are the only guys doing it at a decently high level at that age in this league. Mm. Kamara has yet to break 100 yards this season. He had 99 in week two. But some not great news for Bills fans. The Bills currently have the worst rushing defense in the NFL. Mm. We've allowed the most yards rushing, period. The most yards per carry, which is over 6.6.
But you got to add Derrick Henry to that number.
Understood.
Like the greatest running back in recent history.
No, I understand. We've also allowed the most rushes of 20 yards or more.
Mm. Okay. Again, Derrick Henry.
Fine. Now, like you said, a lot of that came against the Ravens. In the last 2 weeks, it's been better. But there have been moments against the Jets and the Dolphins where a running back or a quarterback gets free and they're gone for 15 or 20 yards. Also, Matt Milano and Ed Oliver have not practiced this week.
Weak corners are Ed Oliver. Can't win in this league without a good corner.
Can Alvin Kamara find a groove against the worst rushing defense in the NFL and break the century mark over under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara?
This running child ain't getting no groove.
Running child, go
home. Ain't getting no damn groove, bro. He ain't going nowhere. I feel bad for the kid.
Well, he's probably not a kid. He's one of the oldest running backs in the league.
Probably wants to retire. He's probably got a nice house someplace in Orlando wants to get to.
Why Orlando?
A lot of those guys end up in Orlando.
He probably
lives near Daryl Talley. No. He's not. It's not going to happen for the kid.
Okay. So to be clear, you are under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tommy tells it like it is, Saints edition, here in the break room on CMF. Thus far, he is over 100 yards,
300 yards.
Thank you. 300 yards passing for Josh Allen. Under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm born ready.
Over-under. 2.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday. Right now, the Bills, despite being 3-0, are in the bottom half of the league in sacks with 6 so far this season. Mm. Coincidentally, the Saints have given up exactly 6 sacks in 3 games.
Okay.
Which means if we are going by averages with the Saints and the Bills should get exactly 2 sacks
okay.
on Sunday.
All right.
The question is this Bills defense, at least the pass rush, better than what the Saints have seen in Arizona, San Francisco, or Seattle? And heads up, there are players right now in Buffalo that we expected to have more sacks than they do. Greg Rousseau only has half a sack.
Quite quiet.
Yep. Joey Bosa only has a single sack.
Mm.
AJ Epenesa has yet to get a sack. He also showed up on the injury report, although he's been practicing. Are those guys due, or are teams doing a better job with that Oliver out of the game, shutting these guys down over under 2.5 sacks for the Bills D on Sunday?
Oh, I'm taking the 3.
Why?
I think that Bosa's going to light it up.
Why?
I like the name. I like his style.
Okay.
Bosa's it.
He
baby.
Got going a little
he's
bit
a star.
Last week.
Yeah. Bosa's a star,
Look,
man. He's a legit star.
He's
a name because of his abilities.
Yeah, no, he's a name.
You think he can't do this against some weak-ass team with nothing? They have nothing.
He got one sack against the Jets, who are the weakest team they've played so far. And don't get me wrong, he's playing well.
He's warming up, man.
He's just not getting to the quarterback the way we thought. For example, Kimmy, every year when we play the Dolphins, that's like defensive end feasting. Greg Rousseau gets like 2.5 sacks every year against Miami. They didn't get to 2 once.
Mm.
It is a little bit of a concern unless something turns on Sunday, but you think that's going to happen.
You said this quarterback said nothing.
Spencer Rattler is a fifth-round pick.
Spencer.
Fifth-round pick from last season.
Yeah.
Man, the Saints screwed that quarterback thing up so bad. Derek Carr was supposed to be their starter.
I remember him.
He was not going to be able to play this year, and in a pretty solid move, he walked away from $30 million because he didn't want to get paid to sit around and do nothing.
Well, his dad's got a sweet job doing traffic up here.
I'm Alan
Carr, my son's on TV.
He's on one
There's
of
those your traffic.
NFL shows, yeah.
Yeah, him and his eyeshadow.
Yeah.
He's got eyeliner. An eyeshadow?
I don't know. It looks like he's wearing eyeliner.
Tommy?
Yeah.
So you are over 2.5 sacks for the Bills defense.
I think Bosa's going to have a hell of a day.
Okay.
And that's not a pick. I just say I'm taking the over.
Okay. Well, you took the over.
Don't like screw me.
Oh, no.
That's not a bonus pick. That's just an opinion.
You could just stop running your mouth.
Noted.
That would help.
Good luck with that.
Okay. If you thought last week's
coffees,
if you thought last week's point spread was bad,
yeah,
buckle up.
So this is turning into like college football.
Okay, Tommy.
Yeah,
the Bills opened as 12.5 point favorites against the Dolphins last week, and we all said, "Whoa!" This week, your Buffalo Bills are favored by 16.5 points.
That's got to be closest like a professional record.
No, I mean, there's...
I mean, consecutive weeks of having wide-ass point spreads.
That is 2 touchdowns and a field goal.
That's a crush.
Yes, the Bills are betting. The sportsbooks are betting the Bills are better than the Saints. And it makes sense. Look, the Saints have not been good. They don't have a quarterback. The Bills are coming off that mini bye Thursday Night Football. They've had more time to rest and prepare. Add to that, last week the Saints had to fly all the way up to Seattle, take an ass-kicking. This week they got to fly to the other side of the country.
That's a good tip. Thank you for that tip.
It's high, 16.5, but it's not unreasonable.
Yeah.
All right, listen to me carefully.
Yeah, let's settle down.
No, I'm serious.
No more joking around.
This will be right?
Everything's a big joke.
We had a lot of fun back there.
We sure did.
But this will be the most valuable information I give you all week.
Give it to me, buddy. Let me take it all in.
After last week,
yeah,
your Buffalo Bills have won 9 straight home games when favored by 10 or more.
Mm.
So they are winning outright when they're favored by 10 or more. But.
Oh, hold on now.
After the Dolphins game, the Bills are 4-5 against the spread in their last 9 double-digit favored games.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 17 points or more?
I mean, that's a ton of points.
No, it is literally a ton of points.
That is like that's like college lopsided Alabama playing, you know, Austin Peay.
A third of the league won't score 17 points.
Right.
This week, period.
Right.
End of sentence.
So come on with these points. Too much, right? So you're asking me, do I think the Bills?
You know what I'm asking.
Yes.
Didn't they get some man?
Shut up.
I think you've had too much Diet Coke today.
Yeah, well,
so he asked
Diet punch in the face.
Diet cut a punch in the face.
That's right. A little less. No sugar. Right in your kisser. Go ahead. Where you go?
So you're asking me if the Bills win.
That's what I'm asking.
Of course.
Okay,
so.
Bills win again.
And do I ask this crazy point spread?
Yeah, because if they cover, it would be...
Well, that would be a bona fide cage-on blowout, baby. I guarantee on yawns on the side.
You think the Bills are going to win by 17 or more at home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It'll crush.
To recap.
Let's bring it all together now.
All right. Tommy is over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen. He is under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara. He is over 2.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday. He has the Bills winning.
Yep.
And despite the fact that the Bills are underwater, covering the spread in their last 10 nine double digits at home, he has them winning. He has them winning by 17 or more.
Yeah.
And that makes it an official break room bleh.
Yeah, buddy.
So, a little bit different today.
Yeah, so the big switcheroo here, right?
Yeah, Danger is traveling. Yeah. There's a reason why Kimmy's been so quiet this discussion. Mm-hmm. Kimmy will be filling in for Danger.
Fantastic. Saving my thoughts for later.
That's right.
Okay.
Kimmy will be going head-to-head against Tommy with his picks after 9 o'clock to recap them. But a man who has nothing better to do. Joining us as he does every football Friday from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
To recap Tommy's picks.
Not so fast, Saints buddy.
You know nothing about this team.
This is going to be a bigger party than Carnival when we get done.
Ooh.
There may be some tatas in the stands coming out, man. It's going to get crazy.
Are you going to the game?
I may. I don't know.
No, you're Bill Grace. You can't. You got to take your tatas out there.
Can't. I think they do have tater tots, though.
Tommy Tots?
Guys, too far.
Seriously, guys, don't ask me to take my top off, guys. Seriously, guys.
They're good people over there. I do think this game's going to get out of control.
Yeah.
And it's going to just be a goddamn party.
Oh, so what's going to happen then?
I think Josh, he was MVP last year.
He was,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's getting another honor this year.
What's that?
They may be so impressed down in the Crescent City.
Uh-huh.
You know the game's home, right?
No, but I'm saying.
Let him cookie monster, Kimmy. Yeah.
They're going to be so impressed with him down in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
They're going to offer him the honorary Grand Marshal of Mardi Gras.
No, you're being a bitch because like we're going to forget about this pick.
The season
will be over.
I know, but they will remember. Are going to make him. Josh Allen will be the Grand Marshal of Mardi Gras.
So can't wait to... Year. Revisit this in March.
Yeah, because we will not
He'll
forget.
He'll be waving and thanking everybody.
Yep. As soon as Lent comes around. Okay, so just to be clear, a guy that was raised in California, went to college in Wyoming, married to a woman who was also raised in California who currently lives in New York. He plays for the Buffalo Bills.
No connection to the area whatsoever.
In any way.
Game's not even happening there.
They also have their own professional football franchise and one of the most powerful college football.
Do they?
Now, let's not forget about LSU.
LSU and New Orleans.
And all of the NFL stars that have come out of the greater New Orleans area, Josh Allen will be the Grand Marshal of the Mardi Gras Parade.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
He'll be an honorary Cajun, an Arcadian son.
Kimmy filling in for Danger. Mm. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy. We have no idea what kind of New Orleans thing he's coming in as.
Can't wait.
I hope.
Every time you hope for something, it doesn't happen.
I know.
You're going
to
oversell.
He came in as an actual float.
Well, every week he comes in as an actual float.
Poor kid.
If you want, you started it. You know what you set me up for. You knew what you were doing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.